الرحمن الرحيم، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا وقائدنا وحبيبنا سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. يا ربنا لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك. اللهم افتح علينا فتوح العارفين، اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا يا أرحم الراحمين. So far we talked about four of the women around سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم: فاطمة بنت أسد، رفيدة الأسلمية، خديجة the mother of the believers، and زينب the daughter of سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Today إن شاء الله we will talk about عائشة بنت طلحة، and if we have enough time إن شاء الله we will talk also about أم رومان. عائشة بنت طلحة is one of the women who witnessed and who lived in the golden Islamic time when Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was alive. So she was a woman companion who lived with Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the time, at his time. She was one of the daughters of a very noble home, and she was so honored. She was known to be a very good woman at her time. She was lucky of all sides, and she was very knowledgeable woman, and she got a very high status in her society regarding knowledge, the way she looks, and the place she lived in. So everything around her was amazing in a way that raised this amazing woman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given Aisha a rare beauty. She was one of the most beautiful women, one of the most beautiful women around at her time. As if you are looking at someone, yani, who is unbelievably beautiful. Sayyidina Abu Huraira once saw her and he said about her, مَا رَأَيْتُ أَجْمَلَ مِنْ عَائِشَةَ بِنْتِ طَلْحَةَ إِلَّا مُعَاوِيَةَ عَلَى مَنْبَرِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. I never, he said, so Sayyidina Abu Huraira said, I never saw a woman who is more beautiful than Aisha. Aisha bint Talha, she was the most beautiful woman at her time. She was the daughter of a very well-known companion of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was one of the companions, one of the pioneers who believed in Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He was one of the six of the companions of the people whom they were to be to advise and to give advice. He was one of the six of the Ashab al-Shura, and he was when he embraced Islam, he was one of the first eight people to embrace Islam. He was one of the 10 people whom Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam witnessed that they are of the people of paradise. So this was her father, and he was very well known for being the most generous, and he had a lot of good and amazing incidents that happened that showed his generosity. So talking about this amazing woman around Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam at the time of when he lived, let's talk about her father, her mother, her grandfather, and so on. So we'll start with her father. His name was Talha ibn Ubaidillah ibn Uthman al-Taymi al-Qurashi al-Makki al-Madani al-Mubashshar bil Jannah. So he was one of the people, of the 10 people whom Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam witnessed that he is of the people of paradise. He was a very strong and courageous knight, and he witnessed all the incidents with Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He was very generous, and he narrated 38 hadith for Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Of his generosity, he used to slaughter sheep and camels during the battles. So he slaughtered during the Battle of Tabuk, and at that time the army was in so much hunger. So he was the one who saved them. And Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to him, "Anta Talhatu al-Fayyad." So you are Talha, the generous, the most generous. And during on the day of Uhud, also during the Battle of Uhud, he also slaughtered and he fed the army. And on that day, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to him, "Talhatu al-Khayr." Talha, the one who provides khayr for everyone. And on the day of Hunain, he showed all generosity. And Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to him, "Anta Talhatul Jood." So you are Talha, the generous. So he was very well known for his spending and for slaughtering and for feeding the army of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now, her mom is Ummu Kulthum. And who is Ummu Kulthum? Ummu Kulthum is the daughter of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. So her mom is the sister of Aisha radiallahu anha, the mother of the believers and the wife of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And she studied with her sister, and she also narrated hadith, so many hadith from her sister Aisha radiallahu anha. Now, if we talk about her grandfather, so who is the father of her mother? We all know the one who is most loved by Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He is the head of the companions. He is the master of the companions. He is the most righteous of the companions. He is the first one to embrace Islam. And he is the one with the unbelievable, with the amazing positions that he took, and with the support that he showed to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the most important one was his sacrificing himself and traveling with Sayyidina Muhammad, migrating with Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he left his family, he left his kids, and he went with Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He gave each one a task, and everyone fulfilled, and everyone did what their father, what Sayyidina Abu Bakr asked them to do. This was her grandfather. So, who is her grandmother? Her grandmother is As-Sa'bah bint al-Hadrami, and she was a very strong woman. She embraced Islam, and she migrated, and she was one of those who was pleased to be with Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is her grandmother to her father's side. Now, her maternal grandmother, her name is Habiba bint Kharijah ibn Sa'id ibn Zayd al-Ansariya, and she was the wife of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. The wife of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. She embraced Islam, and she pledged to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, till now, we are talking about the genealogy. We are talking about this amazing family where Aisha radiallahu anha was raised. So when we hear the good things about her, then we know where this comes from. Now, her mother, her aunt, as we just mentioned, her mom's sister is Aisha radiallahu anha, the mother of the believers, the wife of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the daughter of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anha. And of course, half of our religion is taken from Aisha radiallahu anha. We all know her rank, we all know her position, how close she was to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So she learned from her aunt a lot. Her other aunt is Asma bint Abi Bakr. So Asma also is an amazing woman, strong, very, very, very loving, sincere. She's the daughter of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anha. She was one of the people who narrated hadith to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And she has many merits, a lot of good merits, and a lot of good things we know about Asma bint Abi Bakr. May Allah be pleased with them all. Her uncles are Abdullah, Abdurrahman, Muhammad, and they are all the sons of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anh. And now we have to know that Aisha radiallahu anha was an orphan herself. So when her father was killed, Aisha was very young, and she was living her childhood, her innocent childhood. She didn't know of this life anything except what all kids know, just playing, sleeping, innocence. That's how she was when her father passed away. And Kulthum radiallahu anha always cared for her daughter Aisha, and her mom used always to see how beautiful, how angelic the face of Aisha radiallahu anha. So she was the most beautiful woman at her time. So since her early childhood, that was very amazing thing in her. So whoever looks at her, well, she will melt in their heart. So her mom took very good care of Aisha, And she would always hug her and be a very amazing mom to her. So her mom took care of her after the death of the father, and she was a mom and a dad. So Aisha radiallahu anha now is getting older, years and years passed. She was very happy, and when her father died, he left so much money for her, a lot of wealth. So she was living a comfortable life. And that's what we know about her childhood, that she was an orphan, but a happy child, a child who lived very comfortably. Everything was for her. Now, Aisha radiallahu anha got into the age of getting married. So her cousin, Abdullah ibn Abdul Rahman ibn Abi Bakr, proposed to her. And that was with the advice of Aisha, Ummul Mu'mineen, radiallahu anha. So, however, Aisha bint Talha was not so interested in that marriage. And she was not interested in that, in her cousin. Okay, he's her cousin, but she wasn't interested in getting married to him. But the mother of the believers, her aunt Aisha, talked to her about it, and she even made it. She convinced her to get married to her cousin. So she did. She accepted, and she got married to him. And there she had four children, four boys with him, and one daughter. So she had Umran, Talha, Abdurrahman, and Abu Bakr, and her daughter was called Nafisa. All her children were raised very, very, very nicely in a blessed way. And her son Talha was very well known amongst the generous people. So he took it from his father. So Talha was one of the most generous people at his time. And he was a loving person, a caring person, and he was trustworthy. Az-Zubayr ibn Bakkar narrated that once Urwa ibn Zubayr, Urwa was one of the few jurisprudents of Medina. He wanted to travel and he had some money. So he divided his money in two parts and he gave Talha the son of Aisha radiallahu anhu, another part. So he traveled to Sham, and when he was done, he came back and he asked for his money. Talha immediately returned his money while the other person did not. So he said, Urwa said two lines of poetry. فَمَا اسْتَخْبَأْتُ فِي رَجُلٍ خَبِيئًا كَدَيْنِ الصِّدْقِ لَوْ يُنْسَبُ عَتِيقُ ذَوُ الْأَحْسَابِ أَكْرَمُ مَا تَرَاهُ وَأَصْبَرُ عِنْدَ نَائِبَةِ الْحُقُوقِ. So I gave two people, I gave the person some money to keep it there as an amana, and this person who was of good genealogy He was a generous person. He gave it immediately back. So Talha ibn Aisha was a very, very good. Now, if we want to talk about Aisha radiallahu anha, of course, if we want to talk about all the children we can. Just to mention that her daughter Nafisa got married to Al-Walid ibn Abd al-Malik ibn Marwan. And all Aisha's sons, all her children, they were good people, and they were trustworthy people. So to go back to the very beginning of her marriage, as I just mentioned, Aisha radiallahu anha was not interested in getting married to her cousin. And she lived all her life with him and satisfied. She did not like him. And she would be very happy with her friends sitting, chatting, laughing. And if he is mentioned that, okay, Umm Amran, your husband is here, he just came home, she would feel very saddened, and she wouldn't, even though she didn't like him, she couldn't just keep it to herself. So her friends knew that she was not happy with her husband. She wasn't a good wife to him. And she had a lot of conflicts with him. And once she had a problem with him, so she left her home and she went to stay with Aisha radiallahu anha, and she stayed with her about 4 months. So Aisha radiallahu anha was a wise woman. And she said, I don't like this for you. This is not acceptable. So some of them told him, just divorce her. But Abdullah was in love with his wife. Imagine if a husband loves his wife and she doesn't love him. How the life is not, it's not a happy life. And she went back and with his love, with her life with him, but she was not happy. And she wouldn't talk to him much. She wouldn't show that she's a good wife, because she did not like him. But her husband was in love with her. So sometimes he would show that he is accepting that, and sometimes he would show that he is not happy with that. But in short, she wasn't happy with her husband. And time passes, and this life goes up and down, and she did not like him until one day he passed away. She did not show that she missed him. So Aisha radiallahu anha was sad that her nephew passed away, but his wife did not, and she would always talk to her, and she would tell her that's not acceptable. So when the time after the death passed away, the men would come just to propose for Aisha, and As I just started, that Aisha was the most beautiful woman at her time. So everybody wanted to get married to her. And at that time, when a woman is widowed, then men would rush to try to gain her, actually. And what do you think of a woman who is a very nice, very happy, very, very beautiful woman? So this was the woman whom they wished they can get married to. So her beauty attracted everyone, men and women. And she was described in details, and her eyes, her eyebrows, her nose, her mouth, her neck, everything was described. And she was a very well-known woman. And they say she was the most beautiful woman in Hijaz, in Saudi Arabia, all. And she was her beauty was mentioned by many people. Many people, well-known people, Ibn Kathir, Ibn Hajar, Al-Dahabi, Hammad, all of them described her beauty. And described her and said the least they said about her, that she was the most beautiful. So Aisha now is being proposed to, and the one who got her, who proposed to her, was Mus'ab ibn Zubayr. Mus'ab was a very, very beautiful man. And he was the prince of Iraq. And he was one of the most beautiful young men of Quraysh. So above all of that, he was a very courageous knight, a fighter. He was a very generous person. He had a very high rank position in amongst his people. He was always happy. So Mus'ab got married to Sukaina radiallahu anha, and she was, it is said that she was a they lived happily. So it's a long story how he got married to her, but there are so many incidents. There are so many nice incidents about her. Let's just skip a little bit about that and talk more about Aisha radiallahu anha. So Aisha bint Talha was very generous, and we know that she inherited a lot of money from her father. So when she wanted to go to Hajj, they said that it was a caravan that she took with her. And the caravan had so many howdahs, so many camels where the woman would sit on. And it was a good and amazing howdah that she would go to Hajj. So, if we now move to talk about her knowledge, we know that she was very knowledgeable, and she got her knowledge from, as I mentioned, from her mother and from her aunts. So she got the pure knowledge. Okay, now Aisha radiallahu anha, she was known to be that she studied and she learned from the knowledge that she got from her mom, as I mentioned, and from her aunt Aisha radiallahu anha. So Aisha bint Talha was a good person, even though she did not like her husband, but that was one issue between her and her husband. But in general, Aisha was a strong woman, she was a good woman, and she was very generous. So like her father, their generosity was very well known. So Aisha radiallahu anha, her death, it's known that Aisha bint Talha passed away after the year 100 of Hijrah. And she died in Al-Madina Al-Munawwara. So may Allah have mercy on Aisha, the strong woman, the generous woman, the knowledgeable woman who fulfilled the position that she had at her time. She was she had a very high ranked position, and she deserved that position. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on her, on her father, and may he subhanahu wa ta'ala unite them with Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So now moving to talk about Ruman radiallahu anha, if we ask who is this woman, she is bint Amir ibn Uwaymir ibn Abd Shams ibn Attab ibn Uzayna. So who is this woman? Abdullah ibn Haris and his wife Ruman. Again, this woman was a beautiful woman, and she was a very eloquent talking woman. She was known to be a righteous woman, an honest woman, and she was a good wife. So her father, her husband Abdullah, passed away. Her husband passed away, and he left Ruman and her son behind. So who get married to her? Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. So he wanted to make it easy for her. He wanted to help her. He wanted to he wanted to take care of her and of her son. Subhanallah, he was known as a generous man. He was known. Sayyidina Abu Bakr was a noble man. So he took care of Ruman, and he was taking very good care of her and of her son. And of course, Ruman is the mother of Aisha radiallahu anha and Abdul Rahman radiallahu anha. So she is the mother of the mother of the believers, Aisha radiallahu anha, the wife of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose this blessed family to enter Islam, and Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anh was the first of the men who became a Muslim. And at that time, when he first became a Muslim, he came back and he told his wife about Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for her before Sayyidina Abu Bakr left him. So when he came and talked to her about Islam, she became a Muslim immediately. So she became a Muslim at the very beginning, and they followed Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we all know that the house of Sayyidina Abu Bakr was the place where Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would rest in, and he would love to be with Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and his family. So she, Ummu Ruman, was the best example of the good wife. She supported her husband. She elevated his pains, and she would stand with him during the hard time, during the hardships that the Muslims at the very beginning of the Islam they passed to. So, subhanallah, this was Ummu Ruman at the very beginning of her time. She was the first of the first pioneers to become Muslims, and the very good wife to support her husband and to back him up. Now, we all know that Ummu Ruman had a very good or a blessed position with Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She's his mother-in-law. So this family got the honor of having Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as their son-in-law. And Aisha radiallahu anha was a very loving person. Now, the way that Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam proposed to Aisha was through Khawla bint Hakim radiallahu anha. So he mentioned to Khawla that he is interested in getting married to Aisha. So Khawla went to Ummu Ruman and she said to her, ما أدخل الله عليكم من الخير والبركة. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you a lot of blessings and a lot of khair. So Ummu Ruman said, what is it? And Khawla told her that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent me to propose to Aisha for him. Ummu Ruman was very happy, and she said, I want to, but she said, wait, I want to talk to Abu Bakr. So when Abu Bakr came home, she said to him, Ya Abu Bakr, ma adkhalallahu alaykum min al-khayri wal-baraka. So she said the same thing. And this woman Khawla said that to Abu Bakr. So Abu Bakr said, what is it? She said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent me to propose to Aisha. And he said to her, how can he marry her? She is the daughter of his brother, because Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Abu Bakr were known to be brothers, as brothers. So how she would be good for him? How that would be accepted? So Khawla radiallahu anha went back to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said to him what Abu Bakr said. So he said to him, tell him, you are my brother in Islam, and your daughter, and I can marry your daughter. So Umm Ruman became the mother-in-law of the best of the creatures of Sayyid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, we know that Umm Ruman passed through a very harsh test. And that was Hadithatul Ifk, the time, the incident where the hypocrites talked badly about Aisha radiallahu anha. So they wanted to talk badly about Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and about his life, about his wife, about his they wanted to make bad things about Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What was the position that Umm Ruman took? Umm Ruman, they are talking about her badly about her daughter. And her son-in-law is the Prophet of Allah. And she knows that her daughter will never ever do something like that. But she could not say anything. And at the beginning, they did not tell Aisha radiallahu anha about what was going around in the society at that time. So when Aisha radiallahu anha later knew that, she cried and cried and cried, and she was blaming her mom how she did not tell her about what people were talking about. So Umm Ruman said to her, Allah knows you. So it was hard for Umm Ruman to see her daughter like that. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Jibril alayhi salam with the innocence certificate from of Aisha radiallahu anha, her mom just went directly to her and she said, go thank Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, go thank your husband. She said, no, I will thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So imagine how amazing this woman, that Quran would be revealed to show her innocency, to show that she was innocent. So Umm Ruman, during that hardship time, during that fitna, she was a strong, a patient, a determined, she was a woman, she was someone who believed deeply in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She knows her daughter, but she believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when she realized that her daughter was innocent, and this was revealed to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam by his messenger, her happiness and joy wouldn't know how to express that. She had all confidence in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Aisha radiallahu anha said, Allah knows me, and it will be cleared. So this was Umm Ruman radiallahu anha. And when she passed away, it was the year 6 of Hijra, she passed away. And Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went down into her grave and he made istighfar for her. And Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allahumma lam yakhfa alayka ma laqiyat ummu rumana fika wa fi rasulik. So you Allah know what Umm Ruman passed through for your sake and for my sake. And one of the ways that Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described Umm Ruman very, very briefly, he said, من سره أن ينظر إلى امرأة من الحور العين فلينظر إلى أم رومان. Whoever wanted to be pleased to look at one of the women of Jannah, of the حور العين, so he looks at أم رومان. So with this, inshallah, we had some highlight on Aisha bint Talha and Umm Ruman رضي الله عنهما. And inshallah, until we meet next week, I send my salam and your salam to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.